Gemara daf in Beis and Beis brings down the main marvuda. Our mashma the karbanas tzibur sakin mishchasin lamashahin. Karbanas tzibur the sakin is meishach them. It's kaveh that they should be for whatever they're supposed to be for from the tchilas afrasha. And there's an interesting thing that if you look in Taisus in Menachas daf kuf tasim beis, the b'maschal b'tchila Taisus brings down that mitchila there is a girsa in the Gemara instead of saying mishchasin lamashahin, it said sakin mishchasin lamashahu. And Taisa says that nobody knew what the pshat in the Gemara is. What does it mean? Lo yoydim mahu. What's the pshat in sakim mishchasim mashahu? But Taisa says that Rabbeinu Kleinimus, one of the Rishonim, was the father of Rabbeinu Meshulam, Mishas Ptirase. Before his nifter, he made three haggais in three different places in Shas. And one of them was this Gemara that he was magia. And his lashon is, says a Paltik lashon, he says that this Rabbeinu Kleinimus was shloshet varim higia kimi pinavua Mishas Ptirase. That there are three things that he was magia, like from a nevuah at the time of his p'tira, and this is one of them. And the haggah was, instead of saying l'mashahu, you have to say l'mashahein. The vav and the nun got switched, and it's supposed to say l'mashahein. Paldik hazak, that's what he was Isaac and Mashas p'tira say. And the Chazanish, in the beginning of the Chazanish in Arachayim, he has a list, a shikol hakdama called Hisaris la'amal hatayr la'muna la'tayr la'kedusha, and he just quotes different ma'amarim from Chazal and Rishonim, about the Mila of Amel's Batara, and one of the things he brings, he quotes this Taisus over, he just quotes this over thing about Rabbeinu Kleinimus, who was Magir, these three Haggais, and Lachar, what he's trying to say is that you see that this is what the Rishonim were Isaac in the last seconds of their life, that they could, it could have been so many other things, it could have been Isaac again, but he decided to be Isaac Batara, not just Isaac Batara, but things that Lachar you would think are not from the Sugis Chamer Shabashas, just to make a Haggan in the Gemara, that's what he was Isaac, and you see from there the Cheshivas of Amel's Batara, Mamash still the last second till his Ptira. But I was thinking that also from this Taisus, maybe there could be a raya to something the Kesa Mishnah writes. The Kesa Mishnah, in the end of the second paragraph of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, he's going on the Rambam. The Rambam talks about over there that if you have a suffix there, Lavan Kadam, suffix of Haris Kadma, you want to know, you have a suffix, which one came first? It's like the Rambam, I raise it Tame, it is Tame. And the Kesa Mishnah is bothered that Lachai, this is connecting the Gemara, but Metzina Daf Pevav brings down that this is a shaila that they had, and with Rabbah, is it tamer or not? And it says that HaKadosh Baruch himself said that it's tahar. HaKadosh Baruch himself said it's tahar, then how could you not go like that psak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Kesef Mishnah says, okay, that you could say the Lo B'Shamayim, therefore we don't follow it. But then, in fact, the Kesef Mishnah, Afagav Daminon Man Noichach Rabbah Benachmeni V'yu Amar Tahar, Yatzin Nishmasa B'Tahar. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah, but the Gemara says the Rabbah himself said it's tahar, and Yatzin Nishmasa B'Tahar, he died with those words, Tar on his lips, so how can you not pass like Rabbah? That's not Loi B'Shamayimi. So he says, Paltik Echidosh, he says, Yishalmi, the cave in the B'Shas, Yitzias Neshama, who Damer Haki, have a B'chal Loi B'Shamayimi. Since he said this B'Shas is Yitzias Neshama, that's considered Loi B'Shamayimi, and therefore you can't pass like him. So it's a Paltik Ezach, the Achirim Rabbadr, what does that mean? That something a person says B'Shas Tirasa is Loi B'Shamayimi, he's alive, it's not B'Shamayim, why is that considered Loi B'Shamayimi? And the Chayyab Shah could be like we see from this Taisus and Menachos that he calls what Rabbeinu Kleinimus did, that he did it kimi pinavu, as like a haggah mi pinavu, which sounds like the besaif at the end of his life. When a person is learning, there could be some musig where he's not fully doing it midaitoi, but there's some type of ruach hakodesh, some type of nevu, which is shar elav, and that's where it's coming from. And that's why Taisus calls him mi pinavu, and for that reason, that haggah would be considered lebesh, that whatever he says would be considered lebesh shemayimi, so the psak of Rabbah would be lebesh shemayimi. And this is the Paltik Hazak, that the Pshat and the Gemara over here in our Sugya, this one Haggah, is something that was given Pia Nevuah, something that Rav Kleinimus was Amal to work on, B'Shas P'tirasei, and that's how we have Pshat and the Gemara today, that it's Sakin, Meshchas, and L'mashahein.